Now, AgriProtein, a company we have followed since inception, have spoken a lot about, you have, and that uses organic waste to farm flies, whose larvae is then turned into high-protein meals for animals, has since made huge progress attracting significant capital along the way for expansion as well, and signing up global licensing partners. Please give us the latest update.
Yeah, and as you know, Jason Drew is very close to us. He's an entrepreneur. He's a non-exec director on the GCX board. And this company we started monitoring in 2008. And Jason recognized back then that every day 25,000 people die from starvation in the world, and that the current source of protein for industrial fish and poultry agriculture relies heavily on fish meal from our seas for the industry's survival. So to the extent that it requires more fish from the sea to feed farmed fish than the amount of fish that is actually farmed from the process. So there's the irony, and that's not sustainable at all, given that we're running out of fish in the sea. So when we first started covering this, Drew and his team were processing about 4 tons of organic waste a day at their makeshift facility in Elsenburg in Stellenbosch. And we're proving the concept by already converting that waste through nutrient recycling into fly larvae that was then dried and pelletized into a really protein-rich animal feed product. Since then, they've had 2 rounds of capital finance, rounds of finance, and have constructed now in Philippi, as we know, a 9,000 square meter facility, which is the standard fly farm specification. And that kind of facility is really the template that is being replicated around the world. That facility can farm about 8.5 billion black soldier flies. They lay about 162 million eggs a day. They convert the 250 tons of food waste a day. That's 250 tons, Ernest. That's a lot of food waste. Into nearly 5,000 tons of animal feed a year, 2,000 tons of a very, very rich oil product called mag oil per annum. It also produces another product called mag soil, which is a potent organic fertilizer. So in January, AgriProtein was chosen from about 9,000 companies in 77 countries to be included in the Clean Tech Group's 100 list of the most innovative and promising ideas, and are having an impact that will have an impact on the future on a range of different industries. In February, AgriProtein also partnered with international engineering group Christoph Industries, a European company, developed an engineering prototype for their factory, so detailed that it actually prescribes the thickness of each screw. So it's very, very detailed template for these facilities. Together, they signed a $10 million deal and to establish 100 fly farms throughout the world by 2024. AgriProtein now has factories operating worldwide, and wait for it, Ernest, the value of AgriProtein today is 1.5 billion rand. Ernest, it's been an amazing journey, and to watch AgriProtein's progress from just an idea of one man into a commercial operation that addresses really the challenges of the current animal feed paradigm, which is absolutely unsustainable, which is about making sure that landfills are not as full and that we'd have to deal with the issue of taking fish out of the oceans that are being depleted as we speak. Ernest, this is yet another great example of how much potential the green economy has and how much massive commercial viability there is in green tech opportunities today. Something to watch.
There's certainly something to watch, and it gives confidence that there are at least a lot of companies out there, or so we hope, that are willing to put their shoulder to the wheel to fight and reverse the issues around climate change and sustainability as well. Thanks so much,
Absolutely.
Kevin.
Okay. You take care, and thanks for your time.
All righty, Kevin James from GCX.